Our reading this morning is from Exodus chapter 20, which you can find on page 77 of the Bibles in the pews. While you are finding that, I wonder if I said to you, before I can give you this reading this morning, go away, spend 3 days, go and wash your clothes, and then come back and then I can tell you these things. I wonder what it would make you think. And that's the situation the Israelites have found themselves in our reading this morning. We're reading from the stories of Moses. And Moses has led his people out of Egypt, told by God to do that. He's led them to the bottom of Mount Sinai. He's already been up the mountain once, and God has told Moses to tell his people to prepare themselves. Take 3 days, wash their clothes, get themselves ready. After that, God then speaks these words to Moses, which Matt is going to help us think a little bit about afterwards. So Exodus 20, verse 1. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honour your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbour. You shall not covet your neighbour's house. You shall not covet your neighbour's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbour. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning from me. My name's Matt, and I'm training to be a vicar at Ridley Hall, along with Andy and with Sam, who I don't think is here this morning. But I'm going to need some help this morning. So if any of the children want to come and sit down on the carpets, that would be helpful. But before we start, I wonder, has anyone had a new toy, or a new car, or a new computer, or something like that? Anyone? Ever? Yes? Great. Well, that's what I discovered. I got myself a new computer. Ooh. Oh, look at that. But I don't know how it works. I don't know how this computer works. So what am I going to have to do? How am I going to know how it works? Well, I need to read the instruction manual. I have the instruction manual here. It's a rather small instruction manual, but it folds out quite nicely. Ooh. Right, so I need to learn all of these instructions to know how my computer works. It's on the front and it's on the back. And our reading this morning is how God gives us these instructions to live for him, to love him and to know him. It's his instruction manual to us. It tells us how to live and to work, what happens if we do something wrong or if we do something right. He gives us the Bible as his instruction manual. So we're going to look at some of those instructions today. So let's have a look at the first one. Well, it's not really an instruction, but it is, I am the Lord your God. I'm going to stick this one over here. Oh. I am the Lord your God. Wow. Well, that's quite something. God is our Lord. He brought us out of Egypt and out from the land of slavery. So he's rescued his people and he rescues us. And that's part of it, that he is our God and that we need these instructions to love him and to live for him. One thing else he gives us is no other gods. No other gods. Would one of you stick this on the stage? You will have no other gods before me. Well, that's fair enough. No other gods. He wants us to be his people, and he wants to be our God. The second one he gives us is, you will not make images, so no images. These are not pictures on Facebook, but no other images set up to worship. Yeah, so no other images, no gods. Don't worship them. He says that he's a jealous God, that he punishes the children for the sins of their parents to the third and fourth generation, but loves those who love him to the thousand generations and to those who keep his commandments. So that's quite cool, isn't it? Thousands and thousands of generations. Another one is, don't misuse God's name. Sometimes we sort of use God's names in all sorts of ways, sometimes in swear words. Sometimes in swear words when we've just had a bad day, sometimes we misuse God's name. Well, I wonder how we're meant to use God's name. In prayer, in worship, that's how we're meant to use God's name. Another one that's there is remember the Sabbath. Sabbath's a funny word, but it means to have a day off. So mums and dads and children have a day off. God quite likes it when you have a day off. God even had a day off when he made the world. Right, who wants to stick this one up? Have a day off. The next one. I'm sure Oliver will do this one, which is honor mum and dad. Yeah? Do we do this? Sometimes we don't do it very well. Sometimes we honor them 1 or 2 days a year. Mother's Day's next week, reminder. Honour mum and dad, not just the one day a year that we have to, but honour them every day. This one's probably a little bit easier. Don't murder. I know sometimes we've thought about it, and I'm sure sometimes parents have thought about it for their children. Don't murder. Another one, don't commit adultery, which I'm going to not get into. This is an all-age service. Let's go through these quicker. Don't steal. Yeah, my father-in-law has just bought a new car. I'd quite like to steal it, but I shouldn't. Another one, don't say things that are not true. Don't say things that are not true. And that's that's like a court of law sort of idea, that don't bear false witness against someone. And this is the last one. Don't want things that someone else has. Don't covet what someone else has. Father-in-law's car, yeah. This is definitely a confession day. Right, so we have all of these instructions. And all of these help us to know that He is the Lord our God. And that we need to worship Him with all we are. But although we have all of these, Jesus, who is God, gives us a quick guide. A quick start guide to this. Jesus sums up all of these into two. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. So that's the first one. The second one, he says, love your neighbor as yourself. And as we've seen Oliver this morning, these are something that he can use to love his God with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind, and all his strength. And to love other people as he loves himself. And the good news is that Jesus is the Lord our God. And we can follow him by doing some of these things. Amen.